From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July 21st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the Columbia Green Community College budget for fiscal year 2018 at its meeting in Hudson on Wednesday, July the 12th. College President James Champion said, and I quote, "The college appreciates the continued support of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors," end quote. The two-year college is jointly funded by Columbia and Green Counties and the state of New York. The school's 2018 spending plan totals $16.3 million and will include a 3.3% tuition increase for full-time students. Columbia County's share would be $3.02 million, although the college's contribution request this year was deemed reasonable, county officials are concerned about future budgets. According to Columbia County Controller Ron Campanera, the combined projected contributions from both counties will jump to $6.6 million in 2019 and then to $7.7 million in 2020. The Greene County Legislature will vote on the college budget at its meeting on Wednesday, August the 16th. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Creek has been designated an island waterway by the state legislature. Village Mayor Jim Dunham made the announcement at a meeting of the Village Board on Wednesday, July the 12th. Kinderhook Village Board and the Village Economic Development Director, Renee Scher, led the effort to get the state designation. Scher told the paper that 120 rivers, lakes, kills, and creeks throughout the state are currently included on the list of designated waterways. Dunham said he had spoken with Bellatia Mayor Diane Argyle about the possibility of applying for a state grant to build a kayak launch at the Patchaquak Preserve. He plans to contact the supervisors in the towns of Stuyvesant and Kinderhook about the grant as well. Dunham said there might also be a way that kayakers could get in and out of the stream as it passes the Martin Van Buren National Historic Site. Kinderhook Creek originates in Hancock, Massachusetts, and flows for 49 miles before joining Claverick Creek to form Stockport Creek, an inlet of the Hudson River. The next Kinderhook Village Board meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, August the 9th, in the Village Hall. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has agreed to purchase 9.7 acres located at 50 Grandinetti Drive in the Gerald R. Simmons Commerce Park for $840,000. The property will be used as a firefighter training center and a central location for emergency vehicles and equipment. The parcel includes a two-story, 1,100-square-foot building. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ronald Knott said, and I quote, "Our lawyers are working on closing, hopefully within the next 30 days. We're making plans for the property. Purchasing the land is the big step. The rest will take some time," end quote. The last fire training facility the county owned was the training tower on the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center property in Philmont, which was sold some years ago. Knott said construction of the facility will cost approximately $750,000. He said the county's own facilities crew may be able to handle the project with the assistance of some volunteers from local fire agencies. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Marie J. French reports at Politico.com that more than 100 people turned up at a hearing about General Electric cleaning up the chemicals from the Hudson River at the Saratoga Hilton on July 19th, many urging the Environmental Protection Agency to continue the work. Earlier this year, the EPA said it was done removing PCBs from the upper Hudson River, even though it will take more than 55 years before all local species of fish from the Hudson River are safe enough for some people to eat once a week. An EPA official claimed at the second of two public hearings about the end of dredging that the agency's work is not done. Larry Klanwinski, EPA's director of the project, said, and I quote, "We're not abandoning the cleanup. If at some point in the future we see there's an issue, we'll evaluate if something needs to be done," end quote. That did not satisfy many of the environmental officials and advocates in the audience. Department of Environmental Conservation's Kevin Farah said, and I quote, "The EPA should abandon the current wait-and-see approach. This is unacceptable," end quote. Sierra Club President Aaron Mayer said, to the applause of the audience, and I quote, "This is unacceptable. In short, this is garbage. We have to rely on the state to use its resources to make GE shareholders foot the bill and restore our river," end quote. You can read that full story in Politico.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times Union that the town of Nassau has asked the Rensselaer County Legislature to limit the discharge of 1,4-dioxane, a potential carcinogen, in local waterways. The 1,4-dioxane has been found in treated water from the Dewey LaFell Federal Superfund site. Town officials have been trying to stop the release of 1,4-dioxane from the federally supervised water treatment facility at Dewey LaFell until the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency sets a discharge limit for the chemical. The water from near the Dewey LaFell site then flows south into the Bellatia Kill through Rensselaer and Columbia counties. The story says, and I quote, "Between 1952 until 1968, an estimated 46,000 tons of toxic industrial waste were dumped at the site," end quote, in Nassau, and the EPA says that includes industrial solvents, waste oils, PCBs, scrap materials, sludge, and solids. Supervisor Dan Fleming said in a statement, and I quote, "Time and time again, officials and residents have joined together to request that EPA determine acceptable levels of discharge for contaminant 1,4-dioxane into Rensselaer County water resources to protect human health and the food chain. This has not been done, and the time for waiting is long over. We are suggesting a massive shift in policy. Rensselaer County technically has title to the LaFell Superfund site. We are proposing the county set their own discharge limits for their own property and require that the EPA comply with their limits," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Finally, Richard Moody in the Columbia Green Media reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is all for the latest budget proposal released by the U.S. House Republican majority on July the 18th, even if it is based on something that might not come true. The House proposal, which claims to balance the budget in 10 years, assumes that the Affordable Care Act is repealed and replaced with something that costs the government much less. So far, Republicans, despite holding both houses of Congress and the presidency, have been unable to repeal or replace the current health care system. Faso told the newspaper, and I quote, "We need serious reforms to get our country back on the right fiscal path, and I believe that is the spirit of this budget proposal," end quote. You can read that full story in HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. Temperature high today will be 88 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 62. The forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Sunday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Sunday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:36 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, about 1.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 21st day of July 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.